Greetings, Wheezy Newsers. It's Monday, and we're going to talk about my four-week so far journey doing strength training and my thoughts on whatever I'm thinking about, to be specific. Week four. Well, I've done week four. I'm beginning week five now of strength training. I mean, it's been strength training without using any weights because I can't go to the gym. And I have some weights at home, but I did just get kettlebells. So I have some weights at home. I had no weights at home, but now I have kettlebells and I've been using kettlebells today. And, I'm noticing some difference, these past 4 weeks, a little bit more like definition. My muscles. The new video that's going to come out on the main channel about why do people like music. Love how it turned out, and I can't wait to show it to you. You can tell a little. It looks a little bit like to me anyway that like in my arm region it looks a little bit a little bigger. But it's not really that noticeable yet. I have been, in the past couple weeks, paying better attention to what I'm eating. I'm eating a lot more protein now. And as far as sleep goes, like, because, you know, my ever-present journey towards better sleep, it might be better. I don't really notice I'm waking up in the middle of the night as long right now. I'm going to bed later, though, in general, which I don't know if that's because, I don't think that's because of working out. I just decided to, like, stay up longer until I'm tired and go to bed, and then I just have like a straight more of a straight through sleep night, and maybe that's better for me, and maybe I'm just meant to go to bed late like I have my entire life. But and things like just like random things like standing up, sitting down, getting down, like I play with our daughter like on the floor. I'll be laying down and I'll be getting up. Like, that seems a little easier. I didn't think it was that hard before, but now it's like, it seems like less of a chore getting up. I was thinking about, I just went for a run, and as I was running, I was thinking about this, about how, like, I never used to care about this at all. Never used to care about my energy throughout the day. I never used to care about, like, how hard things are. I'm getting older now, and I guess energy is becoming more of an issue. When I was younger, like, I probably would get tired, but I could rely on general excitement. This is going to sound maybe a little cynical, a little sad, but it's not really. It's just a reality that when you're younger, at least from my experience when I was younger, I knew less about the world, and everything felt like more of a discovery. Like, I hadn't done things as many times, or many things I had done for the first time. And just that alone was enough to drive me to do things. Just the excitement of trying something new. As I've gotten older, I don't know if it's because I've just done a lot of things, so I know what to expect, so I'm less excited about a lot of things that I do. Or just energy depletes, and the cost-benefit analysis in my mind of doing something versus the amount of energy it's going to take demotivates me. It could be a little of both. I don't know. So that's why, like, I have this search. I'm just searching for energy, all the time. And right now I'm just searching for the right words to say, but searching for energy, to create, to just be act. Plus, like, my job now is I sit around, I edit, I write. So it that kind of sucks energy out of your body. It's just mental energy, but it drains your whole body, and then you don't get exercise. And I feel like that has taken its toll a little on me. I mean, I'm doing fine, but I want to stay doing fine. I want to do better than fine. I want to have more energy. So I'm doing these things to counteract, I guess, malaise, lethargy. And it does seem like it's working a little bit. Like, I don't feel like I've crashed as hard, like, in the afternoons or in the evenings since I started working out. And it's only been a month. I keep reading that, like, it'll take, like, 3 or 4 to notice real results. But I think this is ultimately a really good thing. Luckily, I'm my own boss, and I make my own schedule, so I can fit in doing this the time that my trainer is telling me to do it. And I can have this virtual trainer. Well, which, if you're thinking about getting into this, I recommend if you have the means to get a trainer or a virtual trainer or follow some sort of program, and stick to it. For me, actually having an actual person who's holding me accountable and giving me the exercise routines is really helping me keep going, because otherwise someone else is going to know that I'm quitting. I haven't missed a day. I haven't missed an exercise. I haven't missed an instruction. And if that person wasn't there, I feel like there probably would have been days where I'd have been like, well, I'm too busy today, too tired, and I wouldn't do it. But I didn't. I've been doing it, and so far it's pretty great. It is kind of hard while I'm doing it. Some exercises are very hard, but all in all, like, it's not as hard as I thought, and I'm enjoying it more. Like I said last time, it's still there. Like, occasionally a knee will hurt or something. Like the old man in me will creep up. But I usually work through it, and it's fine. I'm not gonna overdo it. If something starts hurting too much, I'm gonna stop doing whatever that is. But so far, doing fine. When I was running, it also got me thinking about, like, what's so hard about this? I think the hardest thing about exercise, and a lot of things, chasing your career, saving money, is the long-term aspect of it. Progress doesn't feel like progress is the problem. Like, right now, I've been doing this for a month, mildly noticing a difference. Maybe in another month, a month after that, maybe I still won't notice much of a difference. Maybe I'll discover that I haven't been doing enough, or I've been doing something wrong, and it'll feel like a waste of time. But even that isn't a waste of time, because that's me learning. That's me learning what to do right. And I'll already be in the habit of doing it, so I can just change it a little. Chasing a career, when I started making videos, I was making videos to no one. I say this all the time. For 3 years, the first 3 years of doing it, I just kept showing up and doing it and learning. I think for a long time, what I was learning was the creative side of things and the motivation to show up every day. I think it took me a ridiculously long time to learn about, you know, like, how to market and thumbnail and title your videos and grow your audience from a business side. That just never really interested me that much. That took me a ridiculously long time to learn. I did eventually learn it, though. If you show up, somewhat. I've learned it somewhat. I'm still not good at a lot of things. I feel like there's always going to be room to learn. That's another thing. When you show up, you have to be humble. You have to admit to yourself that you don't know everything and look for places to improve. Because I think one of the worst things to do is to think that you know it all, to think that you've done it all, you know it all, there's nothing else you can do, and if it's not working, it's someone else's fault. It's the fault of the system. It's the fault of... That's not to say there aren't flaws in the system, but it's so easy to blame that when there are certainly probably things you can do that you don't realize, no matter what you're trying to do. Like, if you're exercising and it's not working, you might be like, well, I guess exercise doesn't work, when actually there are just other exercises you could do. So anyway, showing up is what's so important, I think. Showing up on a daily basis and realizing that progress is happening, even though it doesn't seem like it. everything in my life. I feel like everywhere where I'm at right now is because I showed up. There are many times I didn't show up, and I regret those times. But the times that I've shown up, if I just keep showing up, regardless, like doing these videos, for instance, like almost every Monday, I'm like, well, what am I going to talk about now? A lot of Wheezy Waiter main channel videos, like I often feel unprepared, or like I'm not ready to do this challenge, or I'm not ready to make a deep dive into this topic, but I do it anyway, because we're only here for a certain amount of time, and I want to be someone who has made a lot of things and is proud of a lot of things that I've made. So I just keep showing up. And I turned the camera on, I started talking, I didn't know where I was going to go. This is actually, these Wheezy Monday videos and the Patreon videos I do every weekday are incredibly helpful, because there are many days where I don't know exactly what I'm going to say. Most days, obviously I don't script these, so I turn the camera on and I don't really know exactly what I'm going to say. But the fact that there's a camera here and I'm sitting in this chair and I have my voice and I have my thoughts is enough. Just turn the camera on, talk. Sometimes it's going to be rambly and dumb. Usually I'll come up with some sort of interesting thing in the flow of the conversation. So there is value, regardless of how hard it might be to get to when you're watching or listening to this. Because I decided to show up. I set the parameters. I'm going to have a camera here. I'm going to have me sitting here, and I'm going to have me talking. That's the parameters. And I'm going to do it every Monday. Even though some Mondays I miss. I don't show up every time, and I regret it every time I don't show up, because I think what helps is with Wheezy News, I've kind of set it as a place that doesn't have to be perfect, doesn't have to be brilliant, doesn't even have to do well. This is not my main outlet for creativity. This is not my main source of income. This is just a place to share my thoughts and make something that I'm not so worried about, you know? And you know what? Since I've started this, not since I've started Wheezy Monday, but probably in the last year or so when I've been, year or two maybe, when I've been talking about the challenges that I've been doing on the main channel and talking about them in a natural way, like this, unedited, since I've started doing it this channel has exceeded my expectations by a lot. A lot of these videos more people are watching these now than were watching main channel Wheezy Waiter before that sugar video went viral. So some of these videos are doing better than Wheezy Waiter was then. And it's just because I'm showing up and I'm being genuine and honest and not trying to hide anything and just sharing what I know and what I don't know. Guess maybe it helps that I'm titling these things that are, I'm just going to reveal all my secrets right now. I'm titling, often these are being titled, you know, part, a step in the process of a challenge I'm doing. Like this one, I think is going to be titled week 4 of strength training. And I might do like a colon showing up or something like that. Keep showing up, something like that. But the fact that I'm titling something, or like day 7 of no caffeine or whatever, gives people an idea what to expect, and people might genuinely be curious about what that's like. So that helps. That helps the videos do better. It's just a sad reality we live in, where titles and thumbnails matter a lot when it comes to... And article titles and headlines matter a lot when it comes to how much attention something gets, regardless of whether the content is any value at all. And so it's just part of the thing you got to do. I'm just trying to title things. I'm trying to make my videos be about usually specifically one thing, one or two things, and then title it as close as possible to what it is about. Every time. That seems obvious, but back when I used to early days of Wheezy Waiter, if you look at those titles, I don't know what they're about, and I made it. Like, it's all nonsense. It was all just kind of a joke because I didn't think about titles until after I was done with a video. I didn't even know what a video was going to be about a lot of the time when I started. And then when it was done, it was like a hodgepodge of things, and I'm like, let's just make a funny title that's nonsense. And that worked back then, maybe, because, I don't know, momentum. People knew what I was about, and they just wanted to see what the next thing was. And also, there were less things to watch online. And now there are so many things competing for your clicks. And it's a sad reality. You gotta, this suddenly ventured off into thumbnails and titling. But yeah, so that's partly why this channel is doing good. But I think there'd be nothing there to do good unless I showed up every Monday. And just try to be truthful all the time. So, that's it. That's my thoughts right now. How are you? How's your Monday going? They do these kind of videos every single weekday on Patreon. The early release of the Why Do People Like Music is already up there on Patreon for patrons. And maybe it'll be on the end screen here once it comes out, if I remember to put it up. Okay.